A glance at jewelry design. The Pug Shield Pendant. You can't make a piece of jewelry for a piece of jewelry's sake. Every design must have a really interesting story. And you can't create the story for a piece of jewelry's sake. However, not all stories must be written out on paper. Paintings too tell stories, for example. A piece of jewelry from a painting by the same artist will suffice. More than a method for creating meaningful jewelry, this is something that may lead you towards jewelry design, even if you never thought of it all too seriously. The computer world changes all kinds of things, all kinds of things. Jewelry making can be done on the computer screen now. You can use a program like Blender and send the file over to a company that will print it. They will print it in wax, probably, then surround it with plaster, heat the plaster so that the wax burns out, and pour gold into the mold. The ability to sculpt on your computer, upload a file, and have the metal version shipped to you, or better yet, have the piece cast only after a customer makes a purchase, can be quite a magical and extremely educational experience. You can buy an inexpensive 3D printer yourself and experiment with different things. Personally, I would recommend that you explore printing a two-piece mold, the area around the pendant, and then you can form oven-bake clay creations with it by squishing the clay within the mold. And there are clays that once fired for about 3 minutes, with a simple butane torch, turn to real metal. Unbelievable. Therefore, to make a piece of meaningful jewelry, begin with a painting that people will enjoy looking into. And as you decorate your characters, know that this is you sketching the initial designs of the jewelry pieces that you may be selling later on. A gallery show where not only do you sell your paintings or their prints, but also the whimsical knickknacks from deep within your paintings is sure to be a success. Where else can you reach into a painting and take some precious physical thing away from it?